Thank you very much. Dear colleagues, let me also start by thanking the Secretary General for organizing this meeting at this critical moment. We will continue to monitor the full implications of the recent transition of power in Afghanistan. We should act collectively to help the Afghan people and manage the crisis. But now, our priorities should be on the humanitarian front. We all heard the alarming figures. A third of the Afghan people are faced with hunger. Nearly half of the population are in need of urgent humanitarian aid. The signs of growing economic crisis are everywhere and flashing red. Dear colleagues, since the 1920s, Turkey has contributed to the stabilization and development efforts in Afghanistan, including the education of girls and empowerment of women. We provide humanitarian aid today through the Turkish Red Crescent. And we will continue our support as conditions on the ground get better. Our embassy in Kabul is operational, and my colleagues are working on the humanitarian files. Certainly, we need collective action. We support the Secretary General's call to mobilize an effective response. The precondition for this is security. Humanitarian aid agencies should be able to operate safely and have smooth access to those in need. And we hope that the current authority in Afghanistan will do its part. Another vital component for any relief effort is the functioning of Kabul Airport. As we have done for the last 6 years, we are ready to offer our experience and expertise in cooperation with Qatar to keep the airport operational. Dear friends, dear colleagues, at the same time, we have to be realistic and keep a long-term perspective. Any sustainable solution requires functioning state institutions. We note the recently announced caretaker government. The Taliban stated that this is a transitional government. We hope for a genuinely inclusive one representing all segments of the society. Dear Secretary General, delivering humanitarian aid to the Afghan people is a moral duty. And the physical distance between our nations and Afghanistan shouldn't mislead us. A humanitarian and security crisis in Afghanistan will have direct implications across the globe. So we should take the collective action now. Thank you very much.